Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's a weird pick six from Marcus Jones yesterday.
Flacco,
great. Flacco had the back. I don't think it was Chase Brown. I forget which back it was.
Not open.
Well, he was
for
open.
For a second, but the game moves pretty quick.
He was open. He stared at him. He stared him down, and then he just like
he's
lobs
like, don't have
it.
Don't have it. Let me throw it right to Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones, 32 yards.
Great play.
Or whatever it was on the touchdown there. And the Patriots were able to take the lead right then and there on that play, 33 yards to the house, my mistake. And so I think you look at the way the defense played yesterday, and this came up a little bit last week. Is this defense championship caliber? And do you need the defense to step up even more with some of the injuries that have accumulated for the Patriots yesterday? You could talk about that here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday, Victory Monday, as most of them are these days, 617-779-7937. We'll get into what happened. Week 12 of the NFL coming up about 25 minutes from now, every Monday at 11:30. We'll be joined by Christian Ellis from that Patriots defense coming up later on this hour as well. We already talked to Hunter Henry in the 10 o'clock hour. If you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey app. You can jump in on the injuries piling up. Will Campbell, Jared Wilson on some of the red zone struggles.
Uh-huh.
We're getting texts about that at 617-779-7937. Jones and Rich, are you guys for real?
Yes.
The red zone failures, not once, not twice, but eight times. It's 100% on the offensive line.
Oh, okay.
The running back and the quarterback. It's not on Josh McDaniels.
Okay.
I mean, some of the – like, I don't want to let Drake May off the hook there because I think most of it goes back to the quarterback.
And, like, you should be able to pick up a yard. I get it. But, I don't know, that's a lot of cracks at it. And
well, it's a lot of runs with – Jennings and Stevenson twice.
You can't be more creative than that. They can't do something different.
And pretty much every time they were dropping back and throwing, Drake May did hit Hunter Henry for a touchdown. That wasn't in the red zone. That was outside.
Yeah, but still,
he hit him for one that got called back down there.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe use what was the MVP of the league, although after Stafford last night, which I know we'll get to what happened.
Yeah, no, Drake May's not winning that.
Drake May certainly not the betting favorite for that anymore. So you can talk about the red zone struggles. Vrabel in the first hour was discussing first take. Stephen A. and Cam Newton, that whole flare-up from last week. So you want in on any of that, again, you can. 617-779-7937. How would you grade the defense's day yesterday, Keith? They do get a stand at the end. They have a pick six. I mean, really, they gave up one real touchdown drive yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
How'd you feel about the defense?
Not great. I'd go like C+. Maybe that's a harsh grade. I just don't think the Bengals without Burrow and Chase were really this huge challenge. And the game was close the whole time. Now, both quarterbacks threw a pick six, right? So, like, if you look at the final score, 26-20, there's a defensive score for both. So, really, the defenses on both sides were a little bit more productive than what it might look like. But, I don't know, you're giving up over 100 yards to Chase Brown. That was a surprise to me. And you saw it right away, like, getting big chunks. Like, he'd rip off a 10-yard run, and you're like, oof. And a lot of that's Milton Williams. You know, without Milton Williams, this is not as good of a running back or not as good of a run defense. You know, we were making fun of Dan Orlovsky last week because he was saying how, oh, this team plays too much nickel and they can't stop the run because even though they had been number one in the league at stopping the run, So I don't think their issue was playing Marcus Jones too much. I think their issue was not having Milton Williams. And so what is that going to look like in the weeks going forward? So hopefully you get Milton Williams back when he's able to come off the IR, and then I won't feel as bad about the run defense.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
You mentioned Milton Williams. He has what's being called a high ankle sprain. He's on IR. Jared Wilson, according to Ian Rappaport, also suffered a high ankle sprain in yesterday's game. Sources say he's considered week to week. Rap Sheet then editorializes here. While most high ankle sprains are 4 to 6 weeks, the hope is this is on the shorter side. With Will Campbell missing time, it's a challenge for New England's offensive line. So Rappaport has had updates on both today.
All right.
It does sound like both, I mean, let's say it's 6 weeks.
Aren't done for the year.
Correct. They could both be back for the playoffs based on Rap Sheet's earlier reporting on Will Campbell and now this on Jared Wilson. I'll just be curious to see. It's a high ankle sprain. Let's see if he goes on IR. Milton Williams went right on IR with the same injury. So let's just see. I just want to track those two things, and I'll be curious to watch it. But again, the update from Rap Sheet, Jared Wilson, high ankle sprain, which your takeaway I think is right, Keith. Both these guys, based on the initial reporting, sound like they could be back for the postseason.
Yeah, and you know what they look like is obviously TBD, right? Just because you're back doesn't mean you're moving the same and you're just like the same player. But 4 to 6 weeks, and Rappaport mentions they're hoping that it's on the short side. Of course, everyone's hoping that. But if it is, then maybe you wouldn't put him on IR because they have the bye week after the Giants game. And so there's a chance where he sits for 4 weeks but only misses three games if you want to play that game. Or you just put him on IR. You don't rush him back. He now gets 5 weeks to recover, only missing four games, still back in time for a tune-up game before the playoffs. I'd be, you know, that probably makes the most sense, cautiously. Also, I think Ben Brown can do a serviceable job at guard. I think, because Jared Wilson has had a, he's had a good season, and like you found in the middle rounds, you found your starting left guard. But if you're going to grade all five of the offensive linemen, I would say he's probably fifth of the starters. And I think Ben Brown's your best of the backups. So it's like, all right, you kind of make a swap. You're worse. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, Wilson's starting for a reason. But Ben Brown, I don't think it's going to be as big of a drop-off as what we're probably going to see the next few weeks at left tackle.
Yeah. And again, it sounds like both could be back. If we were listening to Drake May yesterday, Drake May kind of told us this.
How much emotional was it to see both Jared and Will, you know, get on and get carted off and what they were going through?
Man, shoot, I love those guys, man. It's you know, they're gonna be all right. I think, you know, that's the big thing about those guys. They're gonna work hard and they're gonna be back, and they've done such a good job for us this year, man. I love those guys. You know Will and Jared, they've been meant a lot to me. I've got to know them in different ways, and it hurts. It's disappointing, man. Hey, that's this game. That's, you know, that's life, and you know, they'll bounce back and you know, help us down the road.
Okay, I kind of took that as like, their careers aren't over. They'll be back next year. That's kind of how I took that yesterday. In retrospect,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they had some pretty good intel after the game.
I don't know. I definitely read that more as like, hey, it's football. It sucks. I love those guys, but they're going to work hard and like they'll be back, meaning like in their careers.
Right.
I did not.
That's definitely how I took it last night.
No, I mean, hopefully it's this season, but I don't know. I don't. And even in that moment, maybe he wasn't entirely sure either. I mean, you see the cart out on the field, you usually think that's it. You see the towel over Will Campbell's head, you're thinking, all right, that's it for the season. And you're just hoping it's not an ACL, because now you're doing the math in your head where you're like, all right, that's this season and half of next season. And
right,
you're trying
when's
to do all
that back for next
so
year.
So, I mean, maybe they kind of, you know, got some good news in that sense, where if you get both those guys back last game of the season and into the playoffs, you'll take that and you'll figure it out. Now those games against the Bills and the Ravens, which were already going to be tough games, just got a lot tougher. But, I mean, you know, week to week, I guess.
I mean, look, if Wilson, Williams, and Campbell are all back for the postseason, I mean, that is, you're avoiding a worst-case scenario. Obviously, you definitely want Campbell and Williams back. Not that you don't want Wilson back, but I agree with you. I think that one's less impactful.
Mm-hmm.
You hope he's healthy, et cetera, but less impactful than the other two. I mean, there's a chance, based on some of the early reporting, all these guys are back for the postseason. So I would say that is dodging a bullet and avoiding a worst-case scenario. Doesn't mean they won't have some issues here to tiptoe through over the next couple of weeks.
Does it make you think about the trade deadline any differently? Because on the one hand, you're like, we all were screaming for depth. But on the other, I don't know if there were any like great tackles or guards available. Oh, no, I'm not going to lose my mind.
The
over
only
it.
Thing I'd say is, well, if you had extra edge rushers or another back who maybe could overcome some issues on the offensive line or another receiver or whatever. I mean, if you improved your team, it might be a little easier to get past the injuries you have on the O-line. But I did O-linemen move? I feel like those guys don't traditionally move in
season.
That's
tough. And I feel like, you know.
So I'm not going to kill them for not fortifying the offensive line. I'm still frustrated they didn't fortify the rest of the team because it might make it easier to overcome some of these other injuries.
Yeah, I did want them to add, but it was a matter of, like, I don't think a starting caliber tackle was available. And then if you got him, what were you going to do with him?
Right.
Put him on the bench?
Right.
And, like, we'll just wait for the injury? So, because I saw some of the response yesterday on, like, Twitter and stuff was like, oh, man, they really could have used some help. It's like, of course, you could always use some help. But at that point, I don't know if somebody – now, maybe the argument would be – maybe not a starter, but somebody better than Vidarian Lowe, so you feel a little bit better if there's an injury to either tackle, but this is sort of where they're at.
617-779-7937. There's the update on Jared Wilson. Again, we'll get to what happened coming up. Let me hear Mike Vrabel after the game. I thought this was an interesting answer about the team rolling with some punches and attempting to bounce back when things aren't going well, and it just... I think it summarizes kind of Vrabel's whole attitude after the game. You heard it echoed with Hunter Henry earlier in the 10 o'clock hour. Like, there's a decent amount for the team to clean up. Here's Vrabel.
On Friday, you had talked about the speed in which the team recovers from a good play or a bad play.
We need some work at that. Everybody, me included, starting with me. I mean, that's just, you know, I'm proud to, you know, keep coaching these guys and we'll respond. But I think, you know, we can focus on that. You know, just the speed in which we recover and just the these are long games and, you know, they're decided by a few plays. So in the end, we made a couple more than they did.
Okay. We got to be better at bouncing back from that. I got to be better at that specifically, starting with me. I was reading Mike Reese today. It's just a tweet he had responding to somebody about those comments from Vrabel. He said, reading between the lines, it sounds like they want to tighten some things up in practice that maybe led into the game.
Interesting.
So did Vrabel think they had a poor week of practice? Maybe this was one of the first times where they really did overlook the opponent.
Yeah.
And Vrabel didn't feel like they were as ready to go as they could have been. That's Reese saying,
well, that's what's,
at least some of that.
That's what's impressive, though, is like if you can get a wake-up call in a win, like maybe that's what it is, right? Maybe they did start to feel, because they hadn't shown that for a while, right? After being in the Bills game, you kind of thought maybe there would be a little bit of a letdown. There hadn't been. Doesn't mean there weren't close games, but, you know, it's the NFL. But they keep winning. It was very impressive, and it was easy to get, you know, hyped for, like, the Tampa Bay game, because at the time, you're like, Tampa Bay looked like a good team. Things have changed a little bit for them, but at the time, you're like, oh, that's a big test. But then some of these other games, and for them, too, it might have even been just human nature. You think maybe there's a chance it's Joe Burrow, and then you're like, oh, it's not even Joe Burrow. Like, oh, and Ja'Marr Chase spit on somebody, so he's not even going to play?
That's a good point.
Because if they're 3-7, but they're playing, that's a different game.
Burrow and Chase, you're more locked in. I mean, that's a good point. Like, all of that changes, that's a fair point. Looking up, I'm just trying to find exactly what Reese said and what exactly he was responding to here, because I read that earlier today, and I want to get it right. He said about a question about the Patriots and how they played poorly. They got to stick with it. He said, yeah, reading between the lines, sounds like they want to tighten some things up in practice that maybe led into the game. Again, in a response on Twitter. So, yeah, maybe that's it. They let down because it wasn't Burrow. They knew it wasn't going to be Chase. And maybe Vrabel wasn't thrilled with that. And it's better to learn that in a win than a loss, for sure.
Yeah. And then now, I mean, you wonder, just looking at the rest of the schedule going forward, is there, I don't know if there's like really, you're getting so close to the end and you have the one seed in your grasp.
There should be something to play for.
And it's Monday Night Football. I know the Giants aren't like a thing, but like it's Monday Night Football. And then it's obviously Buffalo, Baltimore. That's easy. And then it's two division games with the chance to have the number one seed. So maybe this was the one spot where there could have been a hiccup, and there kind of was, but they overcame it and still won the game.
You said earlier,
yeah,
the defense yesterday was like a C+. Is that what you said defensively?
Yeah, C+.
So, I don't know. Carlton Davis, to me, has been a bit of a disappointment this year. Like, we've talked about their personnel, and it's mostly been off the charts this season. Now, injuries have piled up to some of the rookie class. Kyle Williams, believe it or not, more involved yesterday. He had one long catch.
Yeah, nice
he was
catch
back there on kick returns, which The second I saw him back there at the start of the game, I'm like, can I bet a fumble? Because I don't feel good about him holding on to it.
Yeah.
But I thought he actually kind of made some plays on the kick return. Uh-huh. He had one long catch and run yesterday. So, you know, you look at some of the personnel whiffs, he'd probably be on the whiff side. He would be on the whiff side. Carlton Davis, if you want a nitpick, I haven't been overly impressed with. Yesterday, there was the long pass interference on T. Higgins where Higgins got hurt. Which he was like fuming about after the game. Davis was fuming about after the game. What's the ugh about Higgins getting
Higgins
hurt?
Being
about
like motionless, like smashes his head. And you're like, oh my God. At that point, you're like, how many injuries are we going to see
today?
So that was, I just meant ugh about that. But yeah, you know, that was one, but that's also T. Higgins. Davis, I thought, had a decent game. I feel like he was in coverage a lot, like glued to guys.
Well, and he had a bunch of nice breakups yesterday. Like yesterday, I feel like it was one of the first times you actually saw it, even though there were plays that were made on the other side as well. Marcus Jones had a big breakup late. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you want to give it up for the defense, they really gave up one sustained drive yesterday. I was disappointed in the field goal drive before half. It felt like they really let up. Long catch for Higgins on that one.
What do you think of Gonzalez?
63 yards.
No, but still, but just to get him
long for McPherson,
but to get him into field goal range when there's 20 seconds or whatever it was, like I was disappointed in the defense there. I think Vrabel was disappointed.
McPherson,
Vrabel going into halftime or coming out of halftime? I forget when he did his sideline interview, but he was like, "Yeah, we can't give up points there," and I agree with him. So I think the defense in general was pretty good yesterday, but when they had to have it right before halftime, they couldn't get a stop. They again gave up points on the opening drive. At least this time it wasn't a touchdown. And then the touchdown drive late, you were like, oh, my God, that's way too easy. So what were you asking about Gonzalez?
Yeah, what do you think of that? Mitchell Tinsley on a one-on-one?
The last couple of games, Gonzalez hasn't looked locked in at all.
I agree, and it's one of those things where
A.D. Mitchell could have had, like, two super long catches on him if he could catch. And then this Mitch Tinsley, whatever the hell his name is?
Mitchell Tinsley.
Twitch Mitch Tinsley? Is
Lee Tinsley. Random player of the day.
Oh, man, Lee Tinsley.
I already gave it away. It's Lee Tinsley. It is Lee Tinsley.
Lee Tinsley in the grab bag
today. So that was like the corpse of Joe Flacco slinging it to this undrafted guy who's only playing because Jamar Chase spit on a player, and he just torches Gonzalez one-on-one for a touchdown, and you're like, I think it's
1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns at Western Kentucky in 2021.
Ooh, he's a Hilltopper.
Was Bailey Zappe throwing to him?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That almost, was probably Zappe.
Honestly, almost definitely.
And then Drew Aller was throwing to him the next year. He went from Western Kentucky to Penn State.
Oh, did he? Yeah. He downgraded in quarterbacks
Lee Tinsley.
No, but I feel like
was, didn't do much for the next 3 years.
Gonzalez is one of those guys right now that is he getting by on, like, reputation? Because teams don't really challenge him too much, right? So, like, there is that part of it where, like, you can almost be a shutdown corner by reputation because you're like, I don't want to go over there. I'm not going to throw that side. I'll challenge Carlton Davis more. And so teams are prepared. They know where he is all the time. So that's a great advantage to have defensively. But when they have gone to him, you're like, oh, like, they're kind of completing passes. So I wonder if teams are going to challenge him more. And who knows? Maybe that'll be a huge mistake, and he'll make some great plays.
What did you tweet? Something like, if Tinsley's going to make catches on him, he's not going to get paid the way he wants?
Yeah, when his agent sits down with Stretch and with Cowden, and they're like, we want to be paid more than Sauce Gardner, and then they're like, all right, what about this play to Lee Tinsley? Because you're like, all right, if that's T. Higgins, all right, maybe
Robert sits down, and he's like, well, we got to get the TVs working in the locker room again. Yeah. We got to save money somewhere.
But I think it's
And Lee Tinsley didn't have a touchdown catch, so we're not going to be able to give him what he wants.
I think it's something to – now, it's sort of like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, because if he shuts down Lee Tinsley, nobody really gives him any credit. But then when you give up a score, you're like, wait, what the hell?
Yeah, but that's
just
fair.
Another thing.
That's fair.
That's
if you're a shutdown corner, you're not supposed to give up plays to Lee Tinsley.
You're not.
And when you shut him down, you're not supposed to get credit. You're a shutdown corner. You're not supposed to get credit for
what
that.
What the rest of the season looks like, I think, you know, the run defense, now that Milton Williams is now, how is that going to hold up? But then also, like, you know, Wandale Robinson just had a big game for the Giants. He's not terrible. He's also not Malik Nabers, but, like, let's see what he looks like against Gonzalez next week.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Patriots Monday, a victory Monday. We've talked about some of the O-line injuries. Another update there from Ian Rappaport. Billy can give you all the latest here in trending. And when we come back, week 12 of the NFL, what happened?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's next.
Ho, Doctor! Week 12 in the NFL, and we had a lot to get to, Jones. Let's start with the only other division team that was in action yesterday, because the Dolphins are on the bye. The Bills played on Thursday. So we had the New York Football Jets and the Baltimore Ravens.
Hey, what happened?
Lamar hands it to Henry, walks it in for a touchdown.
Yeah, a couple of touchdowns for Derrick Henry. Just 64 yards on the ground on 21 carries. Kind of an ugly win, but a win nonetheless for the Baltimore Ravens, who are 6-5 and, don't look now, lead the AFC North.
Yeah.
They are in first place in the AFC North. The Jets fell to 2-9.
Where is that texter who, when we were like, the Ravens, I wouldn't count them out in the postseason.
Who's
like,
ah,
you guys should be fired. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
have one win.
Yep.
It didn't even take till it's not even Thanksgiving yet. They're back in a playoff spot.
Back in first place.
But they did not look great yesterday.
No.
Their defense, though, I do think their defense is back. I think
they've
their
turned
defense
it around.
Is back. Yeah.
But like now, Lamar doesn't scare you like he once did.
No.
And so, yeah, that team is. I mean, I would rather play Pittsburgh than Baltimore, but it's not like by a wide margin anymore.
No,
Baltimore's not that scary.
I had Baltimore second on my list when we went through all the possible AFC playoff opponents. They might need to drop a spot.
Next week's opponent for the Patriots is the New York Football Giants. They were on the road yesterday against the Detroit Lions. This game went to overtime. Jameis Winston was playing well, but then the Lions got the ball in overtime.
Here's Gibbs on first down. Jahmyr Gibbs across midfield. One man to beat.
Not catching him.
20, the 10, touchdown on the first play from scrimmage in overtime. Remember, the Giants will have an opportunity. Gibbs takes it 69 yards.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Best running back in football.
That
is my opinion. In my humble opinion,
I think he's impossible to get. Once he's in the open field, you ain't catching him.
Maybe it's just I've seen too many highlights. So maybe you'd still take a Jonathan Taylor, or you would take.
Yeah, Taylor's having a better year. I mean, Taylor had a bad day.
But
yesterday.
He's
we'll get
insane.
To him.
Like, yeah. Talk about score from anywhere at any time.
Yes.
And he also had a touchdown catch. He had two touchdown runs, 219 yards rushing, and a touchdown catch. The Lions, although they were down in this game, even at the half, Jameis Winston, he caught a touchdown pass from Gunnar Olszewski.
So I flipped
that
over.
That play was bananas.
Okay, that was, I saw that live on Red Zone. That play was incredible.
Brag.
Incredible. Brag. That play, I flipped over.
That was nuts.
It was like, it was Gunnar Olszewski, right?
Yes,
and I was like,
yes.
Oh my God, what is he, who is he throwing this
but
to?
But it wasn't like a traditional,
like, who is that receiver? I'm like, that was Jameis?
Then he shook off a defender and gets the end zone.
Unbelievable play.
Plays it up, then starts doing the dice. Jameis Winston is as entertaining as there is, but the Giants lose. They're 2-10. Detroit hasn't really been the same this year, but they are 7-4. So
yeah, right. They've been I guess it wasn't good last week, but yeah. They've been a little better since Campbell's taken over offensively.
We got another overtime game here, Jones. It was the Chiefs and the Colts.
What happened?
27 yards to win it. And the kick is good. Kansas City survives. And they are still in the mix in the AFC.
This was a win-win for the Patriots. I was rooting for the Colts, but the Chiefs end up winning. They get to 6-5. They're still out of the playoffs. The Colts are 8-3, so now the Patriots have a better record than them. Denver didn't play this week, so they're 9-2. So the top of the AFC looks like Patriots 10-2, Broncos 9-2, and then you have the Indianapolis Colts at 8-3. And they were up in this game, also had a halftime lead. And Mahomes had a good game. They gave the ball to Kareem Hunt a ton.
30 carries.
30 carries for 104 and a score, but they get the much-needed win at home.
So I agree with you. It's a win-win. Like, that was like last week.
Yeah.
Chiefs and Broncos, somebody's losing. That's good for the Pats. I was personally hoping the Chiefs kept losing. But this is why.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Chiefs put that on Daniel Jones yesterday. They put it on him. They're like,
yeah.
We are taking away Jonathan Taylor as much as you can.
Yep.
Daniel Jones try to beat us, and he couldn't. He almost did,
right?
But he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's some of what happened. The NFL. We will get back to it, but it's Patriots Monday, Victory Monday here on Jones and Keefe, and we're joined now by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. Brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon. The New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, welcome back to the show. It's been a while since we talked. How you doing?
It's good. How about you?
Good. How did it feel to get back on the field after missing a few weeks?
It's good. Obviously, it took a second to get back into the groove of it, but it was good. It felt good. It felt good to be out there with the guys. It felt good to be playing again and, you know, just blessed to be out there.
You guys have won 9 in a row. You're the first team since the 61 Houston Oilers to win 9 straight, scoring more than 23 a game, allowing fewer than 23 a game. How would you describe the run the team's on right now?
You know, I think it's a team effort, first and foremost, led by the head man. Every single week, we try to put our identity on display. You know, even though games will never be perfect, we try to make it as clean as we can. And honestly, it's just a credit to everybody in this locker room, everybody who runs to the ball, who finishes to the whistle when blocking. You just watch film, you see guys who just love the game and love being out there. So,
what was it like last week in practice when, you know, you find out, I'm sure your coaches tell you, hey, Joe Burrow's a possibility. He's a full participant in practice all week. Maybe he comes off the IR this week. So both preparing for Joe Burrow and Joe Flacco, what was that like last week?
Honestly, I was excited to play against Joe again. We were all excited about it. Just because you're playing against a great quarterback, you know, it just makes the game more fun, more interesting. Not that Joe Flacco's not a great quarterback, but Joe Burrow's their starting guy for a reason. And he's the franchise guy for a reason. So we were excited when we heard about it.
I asked Hunter Henry this earlier. I don't know if you'd agree with the characterization. The locker room seemed a bit down yesterday despite the win, with some of the injuries that have piled up. You've been hurt this year yourself. How do you balance those two, where you do get the win, you do hang on against Cincinnati, but you lost some guys in the heat of battle yesterday?
You know, that's the hardest part, because it felt like, you know, with all the football, the physical sport, you know, first and foremost, it's gonna take a toll on the body, and us having a bye week so late in the season, it definitely took a toll on us yesterday. But we fought through it. We had guys that stepped up, and you know, give those guys credit because Coach Vrabel always says prepare like you're a starter, and they did, and they played well.
You know, I don't know how it felt on the field, but watching the game between the penalties and, unfortunately, the number of injuries, it seemed like the game that had the least amount of flow all season.
Yeah, you know, sometimes that just happens. Sometimes, you know, on the field, we probably don't feel it as much as you guys and watching the game from far. You know, we don't have to deal with commercial breaks. You guys do.
Right.
You know, we
there were a lot of those. Yeah, there was a lot.
But on the field, you know, with injuries and stuff like that, you know, it makes you feel for the guys, one, that are down, and then two, just for the team as a whole. But you know, we were able to fight through that and get the win. So,
how much of a loss is Milton Williams?
He's a guy you can't replace. He's a leader on this defense. He is a run stopper. He gets the quarterback. He's gifted. So many gifts that God has given him. So you can't replace him.
You a First Take fan?
What's First Take?
First Take on ESPN. You're aware.
Oh, now we're gonna get dragged into
you're
this.
You're aware. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Exactly. Don't drag us into it. What'd you think of the back and forth?
Oh,
I guess...
No, sorry. I don't have social media, and I don't watch like TV like that. So I only, like outside of football, I try to spend as much time with my family.
You don't watch TV.
And I learned early in my career that like I don't like to listen to outside noise. So I don't watch TV. When I get home, it's time with me and my kids. So that's I was the honest question.
Well, here's what happened. If you're unaware, Cam Newton last week has been referring to the Patriots as fool's gold. Stephen A. at one point came out and called, and this is why we were joking about getting us dragged into it. Stephen A. came out and called Drake May a liar for saying he was unaware what show Cam Newton was even on. First Take. So I don't know if that got to your radar or not. It doesn't sound like it, but your thoughts on those comments?
You know, I think for us, we got to focus on what's in our building. We know what we are. We know who we are. And, you know, obviously every year there's going to be doubters, right? Every year there's going to be people that are not sure of a team or, you know, not sure what how far we can run with this. But at the end of the day, only God knows. And, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward every single day and try to get to the end goal. So if for us, we're focused on the guys in this building, our teammates, and playing together as a family, as a unit, and playing hard for one another. So,
what is the perfect Christian Ellis Thanksgiving Day plate?
Ooh, people are going to think it's gross, but we have something called it's called pretzel salad. So it's basically,
I'm sorry, pretzel salad?
Yeah,
I just want to make sure I heard it right.
Yes, pretzel salad.
Okay.
But I would say it's honestly more on the, like a dessert because it's like caramelized pretzel at the bottom. Like I don't know if it's like cream cheese or whatever, like deliciousness in the middle. And then you do like strawberry jello with real strawberries on top. So, yeah. And then it all like, it's basically, yeah, it's delicious.
Okay.
Well, I tell people that they never believe me. And every single time I introduce somebody to it, they love it.
Okay. Yeah. No, so, I mean, it's worth trying. Okay. Very good. And so you guys have that every Thanksgiving?
So I'll do that. I have pumpkin rolls. I'll have ham.
Ooh, yeah.
I'll have
ham over turkey.
I'll do, I'm a ham guy over turkey, but it depends on the turkey.
Okay.
Like we raised our own turkey back in, when I was in like end of high school, and we raised our own turkey and we butchered it. And it was the most delicious turkey I've ever had in my life.
Your pet turkey?
It depends on really what it. Yeah.
Did you name the turkey, or did you feel like, let's not do that? Let's not get too close to the turkey.
Yeah, you can't name it.
Got it.
You can't name it. You can't get feelings attached.
Do you guys have chickens by any chance?
We do have chickens.
Wow. Okay, so Keith and I were very surprised that a chicken only lays one egg per session. We thought it was more than that.
Yeah.
We were surprised to learn that.
No. It would be nice if they laid more.
That's true. All right. Well, Christian, good stuff. We appreciate you joining us again on a Patriots Monday. Good to talk to you again. Happy you're healthy. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll talk next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. See ya.
Thank you.
Christian Ellis.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I wasn't sure where he was going with it at first, but it's caramelized pretzels, then it's like cream cheese and strawberries.
I don't love Jell-O, so like if it was strawberries and not strawberry Jell-O, I just don't love the consistency
and
texture
like
of
plasma.
Jell-O. Yeah, I don't really love Jell-O, but the rest of it sounds pretty good.
It does sound good. I'd give that a shot. So he's eating that and ham. So people have like Thanksgiving is. I was prepared for turkey, mashed potato stuffing. He went a completely different route.
Yeah, it's usually what I have.
And then he only eats turkeys if it's his pet turkey. Which he slaughtered. He murdered with his bare hands.
It's the most delicious one ever.
Yeah.
He's like, that was great.
Well, you can control what it eats.
Yeah.
You can let it have outdoor play, so it's not like a stressed out turkey.
I've never eaten a pet. Maybe it's good.
You haven't?
Not yet.
Wow. Sick brag, bro.
Not yet.
Must be nice, Jones. You have to eat your pets.
Okay.
Watch out, Charles.
Jones. Yeah, we're getting closer. Jones, douche move trying to drag Ellis into this. Jones, shut up with the first take nonsense. Yeah. Nobody cares about it.
Shut your mouth.
Uh-oh.
Shut your mouth on the talk show.
He's the one who said he's never. They watch TV.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm surprised.
No TV?
That would be an 85 surprise. Okay.
Anyways. He's like, I spent time with my kids. I'm like, what do your kids watch? Watch Bluey?
How do you parent? How do you parent if you don't have the TV?
How do you possibly get a break for a second?
Seriously. Yeah. Okay, what do you want to do? You want to do more what happened here or you want to take a timeout?
Take a quick break and then we'll come back on the other side, as they say, and we'll do the rest of the games.
Let's take a knee. Yeah. We'll get back to the rest of what happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Week 12 next.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
All right, here we go, Jones. It's What Happened? Week 12 continued. Started out, we had three games. We left you on Chiefs and Colts. Sort of a win-win for the Pats, but the Colts lose, Chiefs move on. What about Shedeur Sanders, first NFL start for the Browns, taking on the Raiders?
Hey, what happened?
And they go to Sexton out of the backfield. He's got two tight ends blocking on the outside. He's got room. He bursts inside Raiders territory. One man to beat. He won't be caught. Touchdown, Sampson. 66 yards.
Sanders 1-0 as a starter.
I mean,
and he was pretty proud of himself after the game.
Imagine if he had time to practice.
That's what he said. Yeah. He's the Browns are now 3-8, 24-10 over the Raiders, 2-9. My guy, Chip Kelly, fired as offensive coordinator from the Raiders.
Well, we had our Brady discussion the other week. We talked about Geno, and we talked about bringing in Pete Carroll. We didn't really mention Chip Kelly, but that's another one he can wear.
We brought up
that's already done.
Oh, yeah. We brought up Chip Kelly because he makes more than some head coaches do.
Correct.
And he doesn't even make it through 1 year, which now I thought Pete Carroll was for sure going to get a second year. I don't know.
Well,
if you're firing your offensive coordinator 12 games in,
it's proof. Cleaned out most of the staff, too. Yeah. They fired their special teams coordinator.
It's proof Mark Davis will... He's not afraid to fire people. He'll pay them. Does Mark Davis have enough money to keep these guys employed? Yeah.
He's paying Brady money now.
He's paying Chip Kelly money to go sit it out after 12
games. Where's Chip go now?
Oh.
What did you have? Back to college? College program.
100%. He's not
somebody that misses out on Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, maybe.
Florida or LSU.
Oh, you think like a head coaching job?
Nah, probably not.
He's going to coordinate one of those teams.
Got to coordinate.
Yeah.
Look at
a high-level college offensive coordinator job. UNH? Is UNH opening up anytime soon?
No, UNH is back in the dance.
Yeah.
They're in the tournament. They don't think they need them. All right, let's go to the Jaguars and the Cardinals.
What happened?
It's another overtime game, Jones.
Woo. It's a little now from 52, and the kick is perfect.
Jaguars with a win over the Cardinals. 27-24. Jacksonville now 7-4. This one wasn't pretty. Cardinals dropped to 3-8. Jacoby Brissett, another game over 300 yards passing.
Dude, he just drops back and hucks it.
Yep, that's what he does.
Like, I mean,
also loses.
I don't think he's good at all.
He's not.
But he had another 49 attempts yesterday. The amount of throws is insane.
Hopefully you had Michael Wilson in a PPR league.
I got him on a half-point PPR.
All right, that'll work.
In your face, Brian. Yeah. His last three games.
10 catches, 118.
His last three games, 44, 57, 49 attempts.
He's sounds like a team that's losing a lot.
Yeah, seriously. Sounds like a team that's losing.
All right, what about the Steelers and the Bears?
What happened?
Williams downfield, open man, touchdown, DJ Moore.
Well, we mentioned the Ravens being in first place in the division. It was because of their win and this Pittsburgh Steelers loss. They fell to the Da Bears, 31-28. Caleb Williams, 3 touchdown passes, 2 of them to DJ Moore. I know the Bears' schedule is about to get really, really difficult. This Steelers game was included in that, but they're 8-3. So they're hanging on. They just can't have a complete collapse, although there is a chance that they will based on who they're playing.
No, this is the one they needed to win, though, because after this, at Philly, at Green Bay, they do have Cleveland. Green Bay again, San Fran, Detroit. Like, they had to win this one.
Yeah, that's tough. Steelers going to make the playoffs this year?
No.
Are they going to be over 500 this year?
Wow.
6-5 right now, mm-hmm. But yeah, probably not. All right, Titans and the Seahawks.
What happened?
On 2nd-and-4, play action. Darnold to the end zone. Smith and Jigba with his second touchdown of the day.
Best wide receiver in the game?
He's already, and the answer is yes.
Yeah?
I mean, at least the season he's having, it's unquestionable. He already set the Seahawks single-season record. Already. He already broke Metcalf's record, which I didn't even know he had.
I was going to say, I would have guessed
Steve Largent.
Maybe Bobby Engram.
Already said it, and I feel like every week,
yeah,
it's the same thing with him. It's not just a touchdown, it's like a 50-yard touchdown.
Oh, he's the man. He had 8 catches, 167 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase spitting on guys, not ideal. Justin Jefferson has the worst quarterback in the league throwing to him. So I think by default, this guy, he's been the most productive, yes. But also, you could see this for the next 5 years.
I mean, look, I was wrong about him. I did not think he was going to emerge the way he has. He is uncoverable. He's uncoverable.
He is. So,
Pickens would like a word about the best receiver in the league thing.
Say it again?
Pickens would like a word about best receiver in the league.
Oh. JSN's better than Pickens.
Yeah, well, I would say that he can stay quiet because it's JSN.
Stay low. Yeah. 8-3 now, Seattle. The Titans dropped to 1-10. Mike Vrabel's former team, 1-10. And on track to have the number one pick in the draft in back-to-back years. Hmm. All right, what about the game that everybody was forced to watch yesterday, the Eagles and the Cowboys?
Hey, what happened?
Well, this game was all Eagles early, and then the Cowboys came storming back, and then ended with this.
Aubrey up, and he's got it! The Cowboys win, and maybe Nealon looking down from above.
21-0 Eagles, and then 24 unanswered by the Cowboys to beat Philly by 3. Eagles dropped to 8-3 on the year. The Cowboys, frisky.
5-5-1.
5-5-1. I think we had them left for dead on our tiers last week, the week before.
For sure we did.
So they got to be moving on up a little bit. Dak Prescott, 354-2. Nick's favorite receiver in the league, George Pickens, 9 for 146 and 1.
I mean,
CeeDee Lamb also dropped a touchdown.
He did. I mean, Pickens has been incredible. That's a guy I definitely wanted in the offseason. He's been incredible. I just wouldn't put him that high up, but he's been better. CeeDee hasn't looked right all year. It's probably because he's puking all over the casinos in Vegas.
He had a good game, though, after that.
He did.
That's maybe he needs to go back to Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, what about NFC North Packers and the Vikings? Well, no Josh Jacobs after Terp put the ultimate curse on him, but their backup running back's doing okay.
Wilson again reaches for the goal line. Packers make him pay. Second touchdown for Emmanuel Wilson.
As somebody who owns Josh Jacobs in fantasy, I'm just watching Emmanuel Wilson go for 107 and two scores.
Do you have like, how many carries? Do you have the numbers? Was it like 28? 28 carries.
I was like, could have used all that.
Could have used those points.
Could have used all that. Packers 7-3-1. Vikings pretty much done now. 4-7.
They're dead.
That'll do it for them.
J.J. McCarthy, I saw you tweeting about him.
I think he's the worst.
Another terrible game for him.
What about 9? Where's 9?
Oh. Yeah, he might want to show up.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy, bad. You need 9 to show up.
I'm not sure there's anybody I'd want less.
He's rewiring his neurological pathways is what he's doing. Yeah.
Do that. I know a game everybody had circled. Falcons and the Saints.
What happened?
Fake to Robinson. Cousins wants to take a shot. It's Mooney. It is caught. It's a touchdown.
Kirk Cousins out there getting a win.
Normally, what happened? We know what happened. This was like educational. What actually happened in that game?
Falcons went into the Superdome, which can be a hornet's nest, and they got a 24-10 win. Saints are 2-9. Falcons are 4-7. It was Kirk Cousins versus Tyler Shuck. That was the game.
I saw the Cousins pick 6. I think that might be the only thing I saw yesterday. But yeah.
And then the last game, Jones, Sunday Night Football, I thought was going to be a good game. It was not. Rams and Bucks.
What happened?
Well, I think we know who the MVP is of the season.
24, high snap that he brings down. Devontae Adams, got another one. Touchdown, Rams. Into the tunnel he goes.
Well, it's not going to be Devontae Adams, although it maybe could be. It's going to be Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford lit up the Bucks like a Christmas tree. 273 yards, 3 touchdowns all early. Then it was very low scoring, nothing, second half. 34-7, the final. The Rams probably are the best team in football right now. They're 9-2. The Bucks dropped to 6-5.
I was going to say, it was not a good week for the Pats' best wins, like the pelts on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Buffalo on Thursday night, now this.
And Baker got hurt. Baker was bad. Pick 6 in there, then got hurt. Now, this is what I was thinking, though. So now you look at the Bucks, and you're like, oh, well, the Bucks are only 6-5. It's like, well, then maybe you can talk up the Panthers win, because the Panthers are also 6-5.
Yeah, they might be 6-6 after tonight.
Yeah, well, they're 6-5 right now. Yeah,
now. That win looks better and better. I agree. It's frisky little Carolina Panthers team.
Yeah, week 12 wraps up tonight. Panthers, Niners.
You mentioned Stafford, the odds-on favorite now for MVP, is minus 220 on FanDuel. Drake May is at plus 220. I'm sure you've seen this stat going around. His last 8 games.
Yeah.
25 touchdowns, no picks for Matt Stafford.
I'm sorry? Do you
eight games, 25 TDs, 0 intercepts, 3 touchdowns and no picks on average
still
a game.
Still don't like him, Keith.
And they all lose.
He's having a good year, Nick. Give him that.
All right.
30 touchdowns, 2 picks. He is on pace for a 46 touchdown, 3 interception season.
I mean, some of the incompletions last night, too, they weren't even on him. They were like bullets. Ferguson dropped one that should have been a first down.
Right. Adams dropped a couple.
Yeah. I mean, like, even his incompletions last night, he was dialed in. So I'm not telling you May can't win the
MVP. But he's got Parkinson.
That was a tough night.
So he's got studs.
Machine.
He can hand it to Blake Corum. Like, it's not really not fair when he's the guys he has around him.
Okay. That is what happened. Week 12 of the NFL. It's brought to you by New Car Toyota and Hyundai of North Kingstown. Remember, Tarbox, it's now New Car, Hyundai and Toyota in North Kingstown. Same great people, same great place with thousands of vehicles. Discover why everyone loves New Car. That is what happened. We'll get back into the Patriots game this weekend. A lot of injuries piling up. Do we have to change how we view the Patriots following what was a costly win? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.